Good morning. Been a little while to give message in the sanctuary. Good to see you all.
很高兴在我们的圣所看到你。
It's a long weekend.
这个星期是长周末。
But those who've been retired like myself, there's no long weekend every.
如果你像我一样退休，我们就每个周都是长周末。
Six Saturdays and one Sunday.
六个星期六跟一个星期天。
Are you enjoying the beautiful weather?
你们是不是在享受美好的天气
？So for today, nice, beautiful.Beautiful day that the Lord has given us.
好像今天这样，主给我们美好的一天。
My hearing is going.
我的听觉越来越不好。
But one of the benefits is that you can sleep through even the thunder, lightning night.
但是有个好处就是，不管它打雷闪电，你照样可以睡着。
The weather is some kind of wild phenomena. I think that when I was working for the hospital, I took the bike.
以前我在这个最近天气很奇怪。以前我在医院做工的时候，我是骑脚踏车去的。
And almost every day around the 3 o'clock, the shower came.
几乎每一天下午三点的时候就下雨。
But that kind of things no more. It's something. It's very screwy.
他说这个事情好像最近都没有了，没有这个现象了。
And my garden is not doing well.
而且我今年的我在我的菜园里面种的菜都不是很好。
It's a bit too cool, I think.
天气太凉了。
But one thing, though, that the windy gave me the bean seeds, and that is doing very well.
只有Wendy 给我那个豆的种子豆就长得很好了。
And enjoying the fresh products of the land.
我现在在收获我的那个我自己土里面种的那个产品。
Isn't the Lord so good?
是神是好的哈。
Even though the rains and clouds and thunders and even the hail storms and whatnot, but the sun is always up there.
不管天气如何，下雨啊，冰雹啊，下雪，什么都好，但是太阳永远在天上。
Lord was surely taking care of us.
神肯定会照顾我们的。
And that's what we are going to learn this morning.
今天我们来学习神是怎样照顾我们。
Gracious Father, Lord, we thank you for who you are.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你是如此的天父。
And everything you do is according to your character.
不论你做的是什么样的事情，都是照着你的属性做的。
And you will never, never take some action contrary to your character.
你从来做的事情不会跟你的属性有违反的。
In that, Father, we can enjoy your goodness.
就是因为如此，我们可以享受你的美好。
So Lord, this morning we come to you in your house to worship you.
今天早晨，当我们来到你的殿中来敬拜你的时候
，Meet us where we are.
求你在此遇见我们
，And give us your blessing.
来大大的祝福我们
，And as you have promised, supply all our needs.
像你所应许的，你会。丰富富的供应我们。
And so that we'll bring the fruit of your goodness in our lives.
因此我们也能够把你给我们的美好变成一个很好的
So we commit this hour to you.
所以我们把我们自己献上给你。
Speak to us.
对我们说话。
Because we pray in Jesus' wonderful name.
因为我们是用耶稣美好的名来祷告。
Amen. We have been studying a great declaration of Jesus, I am.
我们最近都在查考跟学习这个耶稣的很重要的宣告，就是我是。
There are seven I am in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面，他有讲到七个我是。
Jesus is the Lord of Lords who transcends time and space.
耶稣是万主之主，他也是超越时间和空间。
In the Greek Old Testament, in Exodus, Yahweh is translated into this great I am.
在希腊文的旧约圣经里面，耶和华是翻译成我是自由拥有的。
That'll be in a little while, but the last time we looked at, studied at the I am the door.
前阵子我们学习过我是门。
We learned that Jesus is the door for the sheep to protect and to lead.
我们学习到耶稣就是那个门，那个门就是要来保护他的羊群，还要带领他们。
And there is no breaks between chapter 9 and chapter 10 of the Gospel of John.
约翰福音里面第九章、第十章其实是没有中断的。
In chapter 9, the Pharisees condemned a blind man who received the sight.
在第九章，那个法利赛人呢，就谴责一个被刚好医治好的一个瞎眼的人。
Because this miracle happened on the Sabbath day.
因为这个奇迹是发生在主日。
And that is the context that Jesus told this lesson because Pharisees were bad shepherds.
所以耶稣基督就讲了这一堂课，就说到法利赛人是坏牧者。
The Pharisees saw themselves, they were so acquainted with the laws of God.
法利赛人自以为他们自己熟悉这个神的律法。
And tragedy was that the Pharisees didn't know their spiritual state in the sight of God.
但是可悲的，他们却不知道他们在神的眼中，他们究竟他们的属灵的状态是如何。
And they thought they could see things from God's perspective.
他们以为他们可以从神的眼中来看事情。
But in reality, they were blind to the things of God.
但事实上，他们对神的事情真是一点也不知道。
They were proud.
他们非常的骄傲。
Only humble can grant it to know the things of God.
唯有谦卑的人才能够知道神的东西。
And so the Pharisees said with sarcasm, "We are not blind too, are we?"
所以那个法利赛人就用很讽刺的话说，难道我们也瞎了眼吗？
And Jesus concluded this encounter with the Pharisees with this statement.
所以耶稣就用此声明来结束了这一件事情。
If you, Pharisees, if you are blind, you would have no sin. But since you say, we see, your sin remains.
他说耶稣说如果你们瞎了眼就没有罪了，但是如今你们说你们能看见，所以你们的罪就还在。
So keep this in mind as we study I am the good shepherd.
当我们要来学习我是好牧人的时候，请记得这一点。
Please open your Bible to John 10.
请打开你的圣经，是在约翰福音的第十章。
John 10, verses 11 to 18.
11节到18节。
Shall we arise for the reading of God's word?
请大家站立来一起念神的经文。
First, in English.
我们先用英文来念。
John 10, 11 to 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd...who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep,I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, And they will become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, so that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. Now in Chinese.
现在我们来用中文来念，我们一起念《约翰福音》十章十一到十八节。其，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的。他看见狼来，就撇下羊逃走。狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。雇工逃走，因他是雇工，不是雇念，并不雇念羊。我是好牧者。Go up, too fast. 我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。我父爱我，因为我将我的命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
You may be seated.
Oh, there's another verse that we haven't finished, is it? Let's see. Just go back one more. Just go back one more.
Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. What do you think if the pastor come to you and say, I'm the good pastor?
如果一个牧师告诉你我是一个好牧师，你怎么想？
You didn't hear that from me, did you?
你不是从我这里听到的。
You might think, oh, he is proud.
你会想，这个牧师很骄傲。
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
他不知道自己在说什么。
But when Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, we have no problem, right?
当耶稣说我是好牧人的时候，我们当然同意，对不对？
And because we know Jesus is the good shepherd.
因为我们知道耶稣的确是一个好牧人。
Now in the original, it rendering it says something like, I am the shepherd, the good one. That's how the original goes.
它的原文是说我是牧者，我是一个好牧者。
And the original word good indicates he is morally good and beautiful, winsome, attractive, lovely and excellent on every level. That's what the good word contained, that's the meaning of the good.
他这个好字的原文呢，它是可以表明啊，他在道德上又好又美，然后他又有魅力，他又很可爱，他又非常的优秀，是在每一个层次上他都是优秀的。
So Jesus is saying, I am the good shepherd, the excellent one.
所以耶稣说我是好牧人，而且是最优秀那一个。
Now in this passage, Jesus describes few specifics why he is the good shepherd.
在这一个段呢，耶稣他就描述他为什么是一个好牧人的细节。
So we are going to look at those specifics, why Jesus is the good shepherd.
所以现在我们看看为什么耶稣是好牧人的一些细节。
Jesus is the good shepherd because he lays down his life for the sheep.
耶稣是好牧人，因为他为他的羊舍命。
When David the shepherd encountered lion and he risked his life to save sheep.
当大卫王是牧人的时候，他遇见狮子的时候，他就冒着他生命危险去救他的羊。
And so Jews knew some shepherd risked their lives.
所以犹太人知道牧人要为他们的羊群冒生命的危险。
But in their religion, Pharisees never thought of sacrificing their lives for the sheep, the people who followed them.
但是法利赛人呢，他们在他们的信仰上从来没有想过要为 跟随他们的人就是他的羊群是、来冒上生命的危险。
And to them, the sheep are the sacrifices for the sacrifices and for their own religious status.
对他们来说，羊只是一个祭物，而且是为了来满足他们自己的信仰上的一种特权。
Do you remember Jesus called them in verse 1, thief and robber?
你记得在第一节的时候，第四章第一节，耶稣叫他们，说他们是贼，他们是强盗。
Because they were not concerned for the sheep.
因为他们对他们的羊群根本都没有关心。
And Jesus, the good shepherd, died for his sheep.
然后但是耶稣这个好牧人呢为他的羊舍命。
As you know, this took place in the man's history.
而且你们知道这件事情都在历史中、已经发生了。
Though he was God, but temporarily set aside his privileges.
虽然他自己本身就是神，他但暂时呢就舍去他的特权。
And became a man just like us.
成为人像我们一样。
Though he was God, but he took that old privilege and became a man, walked on this earth.
虽然是人呢，他就舍弃他的特权，他就变成人，在世上行走。
And bore all of the sins of the world.
为世上人的罪担当在他身上。
He took the wrath of the Father upon himself.
他把父神的愤怒都归在他自己的身上。
And died on that cruel cross for you and for me.
为了你，为了我，死在那残忍的十字架上。
And this is why Jesus is the good shepherd.
所以这个就是为什么耶稣为什么他说他是好牧者。
Now when Jesus said, lay down his life, this life is not the physical life only.
Now, 耶稣现在说，他说为羊舍命，他这个命字呢，不是是肉体上的一个命而已。
And there are a few words in the original which is translated to life.
它是原文里面他们翻译这个命呢，有几种翻译。
The life here is psuche.Which is usually translated to soul.
他在这里讲的命呢，就是他刚才讲的苏许，就是讲的是灵魂。
This is where the psyche, psychology comes from, that the English word.
这就是人家的那个心理学啊，就是从这个字来的。
Now, of course, Jesus died physically.
当然，耶稣在肉体上已经是死了。
But he not only suffered physical pains.
但是他不但是承受肉体上的痛苦。
But suffered mental, emotional, and spiritual pains.
他还在精神上，他的情感上，他灵性上也在痛苦。
Dr. MacArthur says something to the effect about this life.
马卡德博士这么说。
He didn't just feel the pain of the nails in his body.
他不只是在肉体上感受到这种痛苦。
And the pain of the thorns in his body.
在荆棘在他身上的痛苦。
And the pain of the scourging in his body.
鞭打在他身上的痛苦。
His whole soul was tortured with sin-bearing anguish, the suffering.
他的整个灵魂受到的折磨就是担当了世上人 的痛苦。
His heart was exploded because of the anguish fell upon him on his whole person.
他的心都要爆炸了，因为就是他这种痛苦归到他的全身。
And this anguish,The suffering was so severe, it made his blood separate the blood and water.
他这种的创伤是如此的严重，以导致他的血都变成分开了，变成血跟水。
Knowing, Jesus knowing this suffering, he went to Calvary.
他忍受着这种痛苦，他走上格格他。
This is why the Jesus is the good shepherd.
这就是因为 这样就是因为为什么他是个好牧者。
He laid down his life for his sheep.
他为他的羊群舍命。
To make his point, Jesus compares himself with the bad shepherd.
为了要提出他的观点，耶稣就跟坏牧人来相比。
That is the verses 12 and 13.
就是在12节跟13节。
He makes the contrast with the bad shepherd, the Pharisees.
他把好牧人跟坏牧人来相比一下。
Now here Jesus describes the characteristics of the false bad shepherds.
他在这里他要讲要形容一些坏牧人的特点。
Remember the context? He was pointing to the Pharisees.
其实他就是指法利赛人。
Now, read between the lines.
来从来言外之意呢
？We can see the characteristics of the true shepherd.
我们可以看到那个真正的好牧者的特点。
First, Jesus was not hired shepherd like Pharisees and scribes.
首先，耶稣不是像那些法利赛人或者是文士，他们是。耶稣不是被雇的。
Jesus owns the shepherd, sheep.
耶稣是拥有这些羊的。
So that when the danger encroaches the sheep,
当这些危险来侵犯他的羊群的时候
，He would not leave the sheep.
他不会离开他的羊。
But protect them with any cost.
他会用任何的代价来保护他的羊。
Even with his life.
甚至要舍了他的生命。
Let me apply this one to our lives.
我们可以从这里来学习到用到我们身体我们的自己的身上。
We were in the danger of facing the fierce wrath of the Father.
我们要面对天父激烈的愤怒而且的我们在危险中
，because we by nature the children of wrath，
因为我们呢一生下来就是神对我们有愤怒的。
But he took this wrath upon himself, the judgment of the Father for the sheep.
但主耶稣基督呢，将天父对我们的审判呢，全部都归在他的身上。
Jesus.Laid his life for us.
耶稣为我们舍了他的生命。
Because he is the owner of the sheep.
因为他拥有我们这些羊群。
Do you know that Jesus owns us?
他们
owns us.
耶稣拥有我们。
The Pharisees were not so.
但是这些法利赛人就不是了。
Jesus said about the Pharisees in Matthew 23:4.
耶稣就讲到这个法利赛人是在马太福音第23章第四节。
The Pharisees tie up heavy burdens and lay them on man's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as a finger.
他们把难担的重担捆起来搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。
We face many dangers and toils.
我们也是面对虽然多的危险跟网罗。
But Jesus is always there to help and delivers His sheep from those dangers.
但耶稣基督常常在当中帮助我们，也拯救我们脱离这些危险。
He walks with us in sorrows and in joys.
他在我们的忧伤中，在我们的欢乐中，都与我们同行。
Because he owns us, he's the owner.
因为他拥有我们。
A famous shepherd's psalm, Psalm 23.
一个非常出名的牧者的诗篇，就是诗篇23篇。
Psalm 23 verse 4 says, Even though I walk through the valley of the death, I fear no evil.
他说我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害。
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
因为你与我同在 你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
The death is a shadow, that David said. Death is a shadow, shadow of the valley of death.
死亡就是啊一个影子。
When I was growing up, about 30 years ago, 40 years ago maybe.
当我小的时候，大概40年前。
There was a game, we children get together and played.
这我们小孩子才会玩个游戏。
This maybe because of the light, I think. You know, here the shadow, you cannot see it.
因为我们灯光太亮，所以我们看不太到那个影子。
You probably play too. The stepping on the shadow of the other.
他说你也可以玩这个游戏，他这个就是踩人家的影子。
You run and just step on it, say, hey.
所以你跑的时候，你看到人家影子，你要快快去踩到他的影子。
Now I need the light. So when you step, your shadow just step, you are out of the game.
当你的影子被人家踩到的时候，你就出局了。
And the last one left, he is the winner.
最后一个没有被人家踩到的就是胜者。
I step on the many shadows.
我真的踩过很多人的影子。
Unlike now, but I was pretty fast that time.
Yeah, 那时我跑得很快。
And I step on as hard as I could.
我真的是踩过人家的影子，踩了很多。
But those shadows which was stepped on didn't cry out, say, "Ouch!"
当他们的影子被我踩到的时候，他们没有叫出来，痛痛的叫出来。
And a few times my shadow was stepped on.
好几次我自己的影子被人家踩。
But I didn't feel any pain.
我也没有觉得有痛。
For those who belong to this good shepherd,
凡是属于这个好牧者的人
，painful experience, sorrows, even the physical death is the mere shadow.
我们痛苦的经验，甚至我们的死亡，都是好像影子一样。
No shadow has no power over our lives.
影子是没有影响力，对我们生命有任何的影响力。
Because the shadow has no substance.
因为影子根本都不是一个物质来的。
Does shadow hurt you?
影子会伤害人家。
If the shadow hit you, does it cause the pain?
如果是一个影子打你，你会痛吗？
That's what it means. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
所以这里就是讲我行过死荫的幽谷。
I fear no evil.
我不怕遭害。
Because you, the good shepherd, are with me.
因为你是好牧者，你与我同在。
He does everything to keep us and deliver us from the power of the darkness.
他尽一切的能力来保守我们，来救我们脱离一切的黑暗。
Are you going through a difficult times?
你是不是在经历着困难？
Some unbearable pains and succumbed by the hardships?
你是不是在忍受难以忍受的痛苦？
But please meditate on this, that all those are the mere shadows.
或者是你在甚至想要屈服在困难之下，但是你莫想这个，他们都是像影子一样。
Shadows cannot take us away from the shepherd who owns us.
影子不能够拿走我们的好牧人，就是我们属于他的。
Jesus will never.Leave us.
耶稣必不会撇下你
or forsake us.
或者是丢弃你
He is in the midst of troubles with us.
他在你的痛苦中或者是你的困难中陪伴着你
That's why Jesus is a good shepherd.
所以这样就是因为什么耶稣是一个好牧人
Third specific that the Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd is intimate relationship with the sheep.
第三个理由就是他的很亲跟神啊，跟他的羊的一个非常亲密的关系。
That is the verses 14 and 15.
就是在第十四、第十五节。
He repeats, it's inclusio. He back. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
他再重复，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊。我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且为我的羊舍命。
And Jesus repeats, I am the good shepherd.
所以耶稣再一次重复，我是好牧人。
Another reason that Jesus is the good shepherd, what is it?
另外一个理由是什么？为什么他是好牧人？
I know my own and my own knows me.
我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
We learned some time ago that in the scripture, knowing is not mere knowledge, but the relationship.
我们前阵子我们学习到啊，认识这个字呢，不只是认知识上的认识，而且是一种关系来的。
Now, all the translations of the Bible are good.
他们的那个
translation of the Bible.
他们翻译这个圣经的时候。
But mine is the best, as you know.
我的是最好的，你们都知道。
There are some translation has weaknesses.
他们的翻译有点不同的。
I'll quote to you from NIV. Now, I'm not bashing the NIV, but just for this context that the NIV translate Genesis 4:1 this way.
Oh.他我不是说坏那个 NIV 这个翻译，但是在这里呢，《创世纪》是这样子讲。
Remember Adam and Eve committed sin.
你记得啊，亚当和夏娃他们犯了罪。
And God promised the coming Messiah, the Savior.
然后那、神也预言了，他要有一个救主，还有个弥赛亚救主。
Genesis 4:1 NIV translated says, Adam made love to his wife Eve.And she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain.
他这里这样子说，那人他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生的该隐。
Now, this is a bit short of deep meaning of the original. We are talking about the knowing, the experience with God. This is a bit short of, in my opinion,The deep meaning of the original word.
他在这里的翻译呢，就跟他的原文的深刻意思有点差别。
And this just, well, tells me, this verse tells me, just a description of this 4:1 is the physical relationship.
他说在这里的翻译是讲到人体上，他们是人的亲密的关系。
But some other translation,
但是有一些翻译呢
it simply says, now Adam knew Eve, his wife.
他就说亚当认识夏娃他的妻子。
And this expresses a deep, intimate relationship, not only the physical.
他这里不是讲到肉体上的关系而是讲到是来表达一种非常亲密的一种关系。
And see, Jesus had intimate relationship with his sheep.
所以耶稣也跟他的羊有一个非常密切的关系。
That's why he says, I know them.
所以他说我认识他们。
Do you realize the eternal life is not a promise of heaven?
你知道吗？我们的永生不是只是说上天堂这个一个应许而已。
What do you think of when you hear the say pastor or preacher say you have an eternal life
如果一个牧师在说你有永生你们在想什么
Oh, now I can go to heaven
我现在可以去天堂了
I can live in eternity
我可以在永恒里面生活了
That would be so wonderful That's a good promise
那不是很好吗这不是很好的应许吗
But you knowThe scriptural meaning of the eternal life is not the promise of heaven.
但是真正的意思是 不只是去天堂一个应许而已。
Now remember we are talking about the knowing.
你记得我们现在是在讲认识这个字。
John 17:3, Jesus said this.
在约翰福音十七章第三节，耶稣这样子说。
This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
他说认识你独一的真神，神并且认识你所差来的那个耶稣基督，这才是永生。
So the eternal life is knowing Jesus, the good shepherd.
所以他就是讲要认识耶稣基督这个牧人。
And this knowing is not only the cognitive, just up in the head knowledge, but it's a deep, intimate relationship with the sheep, good shepherd, the Jesus Christ.
他这个认识不单单只是头脑上的认识，而是跟耶稣基督有一个很密切的关系。
And listen to how Jesus affirmed this relationship.
然后我们要看耶稣怎样来肯定这种的密切的关系。
Verse 15, he said, Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
在15节他这样子说，正如父认识我，我也认识我父一样，并且我要为羊舍命。
This is very, very significant. Please remember this.
这是非常非常重要的，请大家要记住。
Jesus used his relationship with his father to illustrate his relationship with his sheep.
耶稣用他与父的这个关系来说明他与羊的关系。
Can you imagine?That Jesus said, I know the Father. Father knows me. We have a deep, deep, intimate relationship. And I know the same way. My sheep, I know my sheep in the same way.
你去想象耶稣是这样子讲，我跟我的父有一个很密切的关系，但是同样的，我跟我的羊也有这种很密切的关系。
I cannot...comprehend that. It's kind of too much.
我都不能够完全的理解，这个是实在是太大了。
I cannot understand how this deep relationship between father and the son.
我也不能够想象这个父和子的那个关系到底有多深切。
But that's beyond our understanding how deep, intimate this relationship is.
我们真的不能够想象到这个关系是何等的深。
But Jesus is saying, I have the same way, this deep relationship with my sheep.
所以耶稣说，同样的，我也跟你们有这一种非常非常深切的关系。
That's why I lay my life.For my sheep.
为了如此，我才可以为你们舍命。
Isn't it too much?
是不是对你们来说是太多了？
That's how Jesus sees us. That's how Jesus has a relationship with us.
这是耶稣是这样来看我们的，这样是耶稣要跟我们有一个这样的关系。
One commentator says this way.
有一位解经家这么说。
The mutual knowledge of the shepherd and his sheep denotes an intimate relationship which reflects the fellowship of love between the father and the son.
牧者和羊之间的关的认识，互相互的认识，表示一个密切的关系。这种关系反映了天父与儿子的那种之间的关系。
In fact, he calls each sheep by its name. Remember that?
因为他按他的羊来，他们自己的，他来叫他的羊。
10:3, Jesus said to him, The doorkeeper opens and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
他说，看门的就给他们开门。羊也听他们的声，听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
10:15, the Son has an intimate relationship with the Father.
在十五节他说那个儿子与他的父亲有个很亲密的关系。
In the same way, he has an intimate relationship with his sheep.
同样他也跟他的羊也有这个密切的关系。
And this is the eternal life. This is the eternal blessing Jesus, the good shepherd, brought to you and to me.
这就是我们的好牧人，他把这个永生的福气带给你和我。
And this love relationship will continue in eternity.
而且这个爱的关系会将在永恒里面就持续下去。
Famous love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13.
然后在哥林多前书第十三章第十三节说。
Verse 13 says, But now faith, hope, love, abide these three.But the greatest of these is love.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，但这三样其中最大的就是爱。
Do you know why love is the greatest thing among these three?
你们知道为什么爱是最大的吗？
Because faith is no longer necessary when we are at His throne.
如果我们在他的他的宝座前的时候呢？信心对我们已经不重要了。
Things you see, you don't need faith.
因为你看到了，你就不需要信心了。
When the hope is realized, in reality, hope no longer necessary.
当盼望在现实中已经现实了，那你也不需要盼望了吗？
But the love relationship with the Lord Jesus will continue.In eternity.
但是我们跟神跟耶稣基督之间的爱的关系呢，将在永恒里都要持续的。
Now we didn't understand this kind of love.
当然我们不是很明白这种爱。
But Jesus first loved us so that we can enjoy this love relationship with Him here today and in eternity.
但首先耶稣先爱我们，所以我们才可以享受这种爱，不但是现在，将会到永恒。
Now in verse 15, Jesus repeats his dying here.
在十五节，耶稣基督再一次讲到他的死。
In verse 11, he makes a general statement.
在十一节，他就讲到非常一个一般性的言语。
He is a good shepherd because he lays his life for the sheep.
他是好牧人，他因为他为牧人舍命啊，为羊群舍命。
And here in verse 15, he elaborates that saying, "I'm the good shepherd."
他在这个十五节里面再一次说明这一个他是好牧人。
Because he has loving relationship with his sheep.
因为他跟他的羊有一个非常相那个爱非常大的爱的关系。
And for that, he lays down his life through he, soul, entire person for his sheep.
So, 为此他才可以把他的全人为他的羊舍了。
How can it be? How could it be?
怎么可以这样呢？
Charles Wesley.In his very famous hymn, And Can It Be, pen it down this way.
他这个 Charles Wesley, 他有一首非常出名的歌叫《奇异的爱》，他是这样子说。
He left his father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race, 'tis mercy all.Immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me.
他这里这样子唱的，他说：“我主离开天上宝座荣华，无量恩惠白白赐下，谦卑虚己，选章慈爱，流血救赎亚当后代，恩典怜爱无边无涯，罪人向我竟蒙厚爱。”
Brothers and sisters, Jesus is the good shepherd, and he died for us.
弟兄姐妹们啊，耶稣的确是那好牧人，他为我们受死。
And four specifics that the Jesus says that I am the good shepherd is.
然后另外一个理由是为什么耶稣是好牧人的师。
In verse 16, power to bring unity.
是在16节是讲到耶稣带来合一的能力。
In the English service, we learned God's blueprint for His church.
在英语的崇拜中，我们学习到神给教会的蓝图。
It is amazing what God has done and is doing for His church.
神已经成就或者还继续为他的教会所做的事情，是我们不能够想象的。
One thing that the Paul in the Spirit emphasizes is the unity of the body, the church.
保罗在灵里面他有强调的是肉体的合一。
Through the death and the resurrection of the Christ the Lord, Jesus and Gentiles were brought together to establish the one body.
透过耶稣的死和他的复活，耶稣把犹太人跟外邦人建立成一个身体。
And this was unthinkable with the Jews and with the Gentiles.
这是当初犹太人跟外邦人是想象不到的事情。
Nobody ever accomplished bringing the Jews and Gentiles together.
没有人可以把犹太人跟外邦人放在一起的。
But God did.Only God can do that.
但是只有神能够做到。
Because He can change the heart.
因为他可以改变人心。
He can transform our lives.
他可以改变我们的生命。
We have today many racial discriminations.
当今的社会很多的种族歧视。
Throughout history, many attempted to resolve that issue but unable.
整个历史当中，很多人尝试要去解决这个问题，但是都不成功。
Only God can stop this societal, or I would say, sin problem.
唯有神能够解决这个社会问题，或者是我叫它是罪恶的问题。
Jesus has the power to bring two groups of people into one fold.
耶稣基督能够把两种人合在一起。
And so that we all can enjoy the goodness and purity and everything pertaining to God Himself under one shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ.
如此在一个牧者，在一个牧人主耶稣基督之下，我们可以享受到神的美好、纯洁和一切跟神有关的事。
And this is why Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
这就是为什么耶稣说我是好牧人。
And now the last reason, the last characteristics of the good shepherd, why Jesus is a good shepherd, is power to lay down and take it up again. Verses 17 and 18.
最后一个理由是在十七节跟十八节是讲到耶稣受死和复活的大能。
Do you remember when Jesus was crucified and buried? The disciples were lost. They lost their hope.
当耶稣被钉死在十字架被埋葬的时候，他的门徒们失去盼望，也很灰心。
And the discouragement is so huge. They were so discouraged. They went back to their old occupations.
他们很灰心，灰心到一个程度，他们回去他们的旧的职业。
But when they met the risen Lord, they changed.
但当他们遇到这个复活的主的时候，他们改变了。
Timid and fearful disciples were transformed to be bold messenger of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
这个原来胆小又害怕的门徒们，已经变成那个勇敢跟那个勇敢的使者，是为了因为耶稣复活的大能。
They testified, witnessed the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
他们为耶稣的复活做见证。
And He is alive today.
他今天是活着的。
And this resurrection has a lot to do with I am the good shepherd.
这个复活跟我是好牧人有密切的关系。
Jesus obeyed the mission of the fathers.
耶稣基督遵守他父神的使命。
And that is the verse 18. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father.
这是在第七啊，这是在第十八节，他这样子说：没有人能夺去我的生命，是我自己舍去的。我有权把生命舍去，也有权把它取回来。这是我从我的父所领受的命令。
Please notice this my own initiative and this commandment I received from my Father.
这个是说他自己的自愿的，而且这是我父神给我的命令。
And this is the authenticity of the good shepherd.
这就是好牧人的真实性。
See, Jesus did not seek his own glory.
你们可以看到耶稣从来不寻求自己的荣耀。
Pharisees sought their own glory.
法利赛人最喜欢寻求他们的荣耀。
John 7:18 says, He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. But he who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, he is true.And there is no unrighteousness in him.
在约翰福音第七章第十八节说，人凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
Jesus was true because he did not seek his own glory, but the Father's.
耶稣是纯真的，因为他从来都没有寻求他自己的荣耀，但是却是寻求他父神的荣耀。
In other words, Jesus laid his life and took it up his life for the glory of the Father.
耶稣的受死和复活都不为自己的荣耀，是为父神的荣耀。
And in that he did it voluntarily.
而且他是自愿的。
He did it on his own initiative.
他是自动的。
Obeying the Father's command.
是遵循他的父神的命令。
Father was pleased.
父神非常喜悦他。
Because Jesus, his son, did not use his power for personal glory, but for the Father's glory.
因为耶稣圣子他从来没有用他自己的能力来荣耀自己，但却是荣耀他的父神。
And this is why the Father loved Jesus.
这也是因的原因，就是父神为什么这么爱他的儿子。
See, our shepherd does not seek his own glory.
你可以看到我们的大牧人，我们的好牧人从来没有寻求自己的荣耀。
His intense desire is to glorify the Father.
他最强烈的欲望就是要荣耀神。
This means he will never abuse or take advantage of the sheep.
这也是表示他从来不会伤害或者是利用他的羊。
He would not do anything that smears the glory of the Father.
他从来不会做任何一件事情来涂抹天父的荣耀。
So, he loves, protect, lead, and purify the sheep so that the people will glorify the Father.
所以他爱他，他爱保护、带领，并且洁净他的羊群，所以他这样子做，他就可以荣耀他的父亲了。
And so that the relationship he has with the Father will be realized with his sheep and among the sheep.
所以他的羊群呢，就可以看，就看了他的他跟与父神之间的关系，就能够明白他跟这个大他们跟大牧人的关系。
This is why Jesus is the good shepherd, because he.Not seeking his own glory, but the glory of the Father.
这就是原因，为什么他是好牧人，因为他只是寻求父神的荣耀，不寻求自己的荣耀。
Isn't it so wonderful that we have the privilege to follow, obey this good shepherd?
所以 你觉得这个我们可以来跟随这个好牧人，是不是特别的好美好呢？
Wouldn't you love to follow such a good shepherd?
你是不是喜欢来跟随这一个大好牧人？
Isn't it a joy to follow this good shepherd?
跟随这个好牧人是不是有喜乐呢？
Isn't it a blessing to follow this good shepherd who does everything to glorify the Father?
跟随这个好牧人是不是一个很好的福气，因为他要荣耀他的父亲。
That is why Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, the excellent one.
这就是为什么耶稣说我是好牧人，而且是最优秀的那一个。
He is the only one who can say that.
他是唯一一个可以这样子讲的。
He demonstrated it then and is demonstrating it now.
他已经证明了，而且他还在继续的在证明。
With that thought, let us come to his table.
我们学过了这些，我们就 来到他的台前。
I'll ask those helper servers to come forward.
Ushers.